More than 500,000 Americans have a disease that requires dialysis, an intensive and costly treatment. The federal government, through Medicare, pays the vast majority of that. And now the government's trying to encourage more people to undergo the procedure at home. Montana Public Radio's Eric Whitney reports.
Kidney specialist Dr. Robert LeClaire is no fan of the status quo in dialysis care in America.
The way we do dialysis in this country, no one would say this is the way we should be doing things. No one would.
About 90% of the Americans who need dialysis get it at a dialysis center. It's a pretty passive experience. They typically go in 3 days a week, and technicians connect them to machines that, over a four-hour period, clean the toxins out of their blood that their kidneys no longer can. LeClaire says it pretty much kills a patient's whole day.
Patients who have their dialysis here at the in-center will feel poorly for 4, 5, 6 hours, sometimes the rest of the day after a dialysis treatment, and then they only start feeling better by the next day. And then, of course, by the time they feel really well, they're back on dialysis again.
But people who do dialysis at home can do it every day on their own schedule. Studies show that those who do feel better and are hospitalized less frequently. At Dr. LeClaire's practice in Helena, 40% of his patients do it at home. That's about four times the national rate. In part, that's because his patients are using new technology that makes it easier for people to dialyze themselves safely. 84-year-old Ward Shanahan connects to his home dialysis machine every night at bedtime.
There isn't really that much. I go through the drill here to get hooked up. I have a few problems as the thing is working because sometimes my body is not draining the right way, but it has a squawker on it and tells me when the thing. So I could be sleeping. This thing wakes me up, tells me I got to fix the line.
The machine monitors several of Shanahan's body functions and sends data back to his healthcare system via the internet. They can track and even adjust his treatments via computers or smartphones. Shanahan says he usually manages to sleep pretty well when his machine is working. But what he really likes is that it's about the size of a toaster oven. He can head up to his lakeside cabin or go visit his son in California and not have to worry about going to dialysis centers.
I don't like to just be cooped up in a hospital room.
So this little machine gives you a lot of freedom.
Oh, you bet.
A lot more people will get a chance to experience that freedom if Medicare has its way. It wants to increase the money providers get to teach patients to do dialysis at home. Medicare declined our request for an interview on tape on this, but Dr. Frank Maddox, the chief medical officer at the world's largest dialysis company, called Fresenius, says the change appears to be part of a bigger effort at Medicare. That's to improve healthcare by getting patients to take more responsibility for their own treatments.
There are many patients, I think, that could be more engaged in their therapy.
That should lead to patients both feeling better on dialysis and having fewer complications that can lead to hospital stays, which should save money. Medicare's goal is to implement the new payment system January 1st. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney.
This story is part of a reporting partnership of NPR, Montana Public Radio, and Kaiser Health News.